Hey, Mom and Dad. I wanted to wish you a happy 50th anniversary. I'm just so happy for you guys. I wanted to tell you about a memory that I have of you guys when I was younger. Dad, when you would come home from work, you would walk in the front door and you would go, "Yellow," and Mom would come out and she would give you a kiss. I remember that pretty vividly in my mind that she would do that. And it was something that I always noted, that there was a lot of love between you guys and you were very affectionate towards one another. And one of the things that I do with John when John comes home is I stop what I'm doing when he walks in the door and I give him a kiss. So that's something that you gave to me and to John in our marriage, you know, a commitment to each other. It's a very important thing, and I have always admired your commitment to each other and your love for each other. So I wanted to share with you a favorite love poem of mine, and it's written by E.E. Cummings, and it's called "I Carry Your Heart With Me." And it goes like this: I carry your heart with me. I carry it in my heart. I am never without it. Anywhere you go, I go. My dear, whatever is done by only me as you're doing, my darling. I fear no fate, for you are my fate, my sweet. I want no world, for your beauty, you are my world, my true. And it is you, whatever the moon has always meant. And it is whatever the sun will always sing. Here is the deepest secret nobody knows. Here is the root of the root, the bud of the bud, and the sky of the sky of a tree called life, which grows higher than a soul can hope or a mind can hide. And this is the wonder that keeps the stars apart. I carry your heart with me. I carry it in my heart. So I just wanted to share that with you, and I hope you love that poem as much as I do, because I see that you guys love each other that much. Have a happy 50th wedding anniversary, and know that I love you and that John is wishing you good wishes as well. And so is Macduff. All right, I'll talk to you soon.